It's almost time for Laser Stories. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, but let's see. We're going on day number 4,698 of Snowmageddon, I think. It just keeps dragging on.
Yeah.
And if you turn on the news at any time over the last few days, all they ever want to tell you about is, so there's going to be more snow. How much snow? What does the snow look like in your area? I'll tell you more about snow coming up after this.
That's literally what they say. What does it look like in your area?
Yeah.
Still white.
Still snow.
Cold.
Yeah,
back
still,
to you,
still
Bill.
Lots of snow.
Oh my God, but I don't, they couldn't talk about it enough for me. I have been obsessed.
Yeah.
Obsessed. I've been checking every single weather channel.
I will say, I've watched a lot
of
news.
Oh my God.
I haven't.
I've never been so in tune with the local news station.
It's all snow. Anyway, they don't do anything creative with their reporting. They don't do anything groundbreaking.
Oh.
They just, there's some snow coming up. Tell you more about the snow that you've already seen outside. Well, here at Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, we are journalism pioneers.
We are.
And want to do something to set ourselves apart from the other news stations.
Wow.
And do things that they're not brave enough to do.
Because
so we want to bring you the top car crashes of Snowmageddon right now.
I think that somebody did this.
Can't believe no other station has done this. Number three, a guy in Burien was trying to impress his girlfriend by doing donuts in a Wendy's parking lot with his pimped out Toyota Prius. However, he had a patch of black ice, and the rest is history. Let's roll the clip. Looks like a doozy.
That is a burly sounding Prius.
Luckily, no injuries. And the number two crash of Snowpocalypse 2019 is out of Federal Way. A girl was driving her car, Chevy Malibu, up a snowy hill while she was car surfing and then lost control when this happened.
Car surfing? Oh my God, is she screaming?
Minor scratches and injuries on that one, on the car mostly. And for the number one car crash of Snowmageddon, before we play this last clip, it's a 28-year-old male juggler riding a unicycle down an icy sidewalk. When he loses control and gets clipped by an old Camry, which sends him careening onto the interstate, where a jackknife semi is going 80 miles an hour. And it hits him full speed and knocks him to the other side of the interstate, where 14 cars collide trying to avoid him.
Oh my God.
Play the audio.
I don't know how I missed this car crash.
And we got audio too?
Yeah, of course we got audio.
Yeah.
Live local late breaking. Just keep this in mind. Nobody was hurt except for the man on the unicycle.
What? Oh God.
But nobody really knows who he is, so it doesn't matter.
Aww.
Here's the audio of that crash right now.
Jesus Christ, that was bad.
Oh man. Yeah. I think that was a semi that was carrying live chickens, right?
All those sounds were from the unicycle too.
That was just
unicycles are very loud when they break.
A lot of glass in that unicycle sounded like.
Text in at 78592. What's your favorite car crash you've seen in the last 78 hours? All right, Laser Stories is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.